It's your Wednesday night conversation. It's more than just the gossip. It's the issues that matter most to you. A closer look at current events, just the tip, special guests, and more. Welcome to Let's Have a Feepee. Arizona's long-running drag live stream. Hosted by Felicia Feepee Minor and Prince Charming. Streaming live on Facebook, Twitter, Twitch, and YouTube. Be sure to like, subscribe, and share. Promotional consideration for Let's Have a Feepee provided by Wigs of a Kind, The Burly Barber, Bone and Basil, as well as our patrons at Patreon. Go to patreon.com/letshaveafeepee to become a Feepee patron. Virtual tips accepted at paypal.me/letshaveafeepee. Welcome to Let's Have a Feepee.
Hello, hello, hello. I managed to make it on time. Felicia's still getting ready. You know what? It's fine. That's what happens. Welcome to Let's Have a Feepee Season 9. We are on episode 29. Oh, that's like totally my
age.
This is your Wednesday night conversation. Welcome to Let's Have a Feepee. Felicia is currently changing into something. I don't know what. She said she fucked something up. I don't know. And I am still your Mr. US of AMI Classic, Freddie Prinze Charming. And please welcome our special guest, Adam Aubride. Yeah.
Hello. Can you guys hear me?
Yes.
Yeah.
Hello.
Of course, our housekeeping. We'd like to thank our 19 patrons: Allison, Best and Brandon, Cassandra 1S, Cassandra 2S, Drake, Jensen, Casey Starr, Carrie and Corey, Kim, Joan, Jody, Leanne, Nicole, Patricia Mason, Sassy C. Diaz, Shelly, and Sky. And of course, special thanks to our patrons that decided to take the deeper plunge: Cassandra 1S, Patricia Mason, Sky, and Drake Jensen. Of course, special thank you to Joan of Babish Jewelry and Wood Art, Guido Martin, and Jeremy Bright of Ripple Phoenix. And if you'd like to donate and or sponsor or just be our sugar daddy, you can do so at paypal.me/letshaveafeepee. You can also join our Patreon at patreon.com/letshaveafeepee. And if you
what
want Felicia to
that you had
whatever, it's close enough, it's fine. I'm not even supposed to be here yet. And
I
if
know.
You want Felicia to send you tasteful nudes, you can text her at 602-730-7379. You text LHAF and she will send you totally tasteful nudes, so I'm told.
Nothing I do is tasteful.
I mean, there's that too, I suppose. Oh, of course. I spent 2 hours on a goddamn Zoom call and my cats don't come anywhere near me. And now, of course, I get on here. And now they decide to start coming up. I mean, fuck my life.
Oh, how lovely.
Don't talk to Freddy's pussy. Hi.
Don't encourage the pussy.
So here's one. We'll see if Wick makes an appearance. We'll see if Wick makes an appearance later. Felicia, are we streaming in the group? Because I don't see...
No, that's what I was going to tell you. So it seems that... I have to do some investigating because I need to put a note somewhere while you all are chit-chatting. Because every time I try to log on to Facebook, it says that our content is against community guidelines.
Oh, that's swell. What
is it
the fuck?
Yeah. Here?
No.
So none of our videos are working? What?
So we're on Twitch and YouTube at the moment.
Oh, shit. Did we let our people know that? Because...
Yes. No, I would... Just keep going.
Okay.
I'll make a tweet about it right now.
Cool. So what did you do this weekend, Felicia? Or do you want me to go?
No, I can go. So we had... Because I didn't see this on your part.
It's there.
Oh, now it's there. Because I did it before I, whatever. So we had a photo shoot on Saturday, which I shot 3 people in a row.
Are they okay?
Yes, yes. And now they will be, the question will be, am I okay? Because they'll want their pictures right away.
Well, yes. So, I mean, I expect them all to be done by the end of tonight.
And you want Instagram filters on all of them.
Yes.
So, yeah, that was on Saturday. And I was so exhausted. What else? There was something else that we did. I can't remember. But and then on Sunday, we played bingo.
Oh, that
as part of as part of Joan's farewell. I believe, is she leaving today or tomorrow?
Maybe tomorrow.
Because she's leaving town. Our bi-bish girl is going to Chicago to live with her honey. So, no, not the money. Honey.
The fuck?
But, I mean, that could be part of it, but she's moving up there for valid love reasons.
All right, I posted on the Facebook. We'll see if people actually move over to YouTube or Twitch.
Sorry about that. I didn't realize it until late in life. But that was my weekend.
So,
what'd you do this weekend?
So I did those two things.
Are you gonna scream?
No. So I did those two things as well. And I'm actually really excited about my photo shoot. I'm really excited to see the pictures.
He was very charming.
Of course I was. But I have to remind Felicia, just a reminder, 20 years younger and 20 pounds lighter.
Photoshop is not called miracle work. Okay?
Make it happen. Okay. I've seen people do things. And actually just this evening, I was a part of a panel, with the U of A Pride Alliance for Transgender Day of Visibility. It was a great panel. There were some great panelists. Mm-hmm. I was actually the only Caucasian individual and the only trans man. Everybody else.
Oh, thank God.
It was great. It was great. It was good. There were quite a few people that that attended, and it went really, really well.
Was it just students, or was it
No. Well, I mean, public? Most of the audience, I believe, were students.
Look at your pussy. The panelists,
really, London, no, for 2 hours, nothing, and now, really?
He was napping at that time, he was getting ready.
Apparently. The panelists were not all students at all. I think they were either connected to students or with like new people that either worked with the Pride Alliance or whatever, but no, they weren't all students. So that was a good thing. But I also have, what was that?
Oh, what did you guys talk about?
Everything from, like our relationship with gender to, you know, things that we wish folks had told us before that, you know, we wish we would have known, you know, had we known it would have been, you know, made things easier. How,
like what?
I
don't think I've ever asked you that before.
Well, one of the things that I always say is I wish that someone had told me, or I wish I had figured out that transitioning isn't about anybody else but yourself. It's only about you. It's not about your partners. It's not about your family. It's not about, really, London, can you just go? It's not about anybody.
Oh, he's holding on today.
He was, Jesus. Not about anybody but yourself. Had I understood that, I would have transitioned a long time ago. You know, things like there's no one way to be trans. Like all sorts of stuff. Most of the panel identified as non-binary or, you know, agender or something along those lines. There was myself, who, you know, is a medically transitioning trans man, and then there was an individual who identified as I believe a trans woman. But it was great. Like I said, everybody was BIPOC except for myself. So it was a lot of really good representation. Yeah, so it was good. But my big news, which now nobody's going to fucking hear because we're nowhere, is that I bought a house. I say I, my partner and I bought a house. We closed yesterday, got the keys today, so it's officially official. I am a motherfucking homeowner, god damn it. I'm really excited. It was something that kind of I don't want to say it happened by accident, but it kind of happened by accident.
The timing was right.
Right. Everything like just kind of worked.
And suddenly a house.
That's kind of how it happened.
And there wasn't a woman underneath it?
No. I mean, that was the house next door, but we opted not to get that one. Too many insurance issues. But
foundation,
makes the most sense. Right now we're pretty much together all the damn time. We're paying rent on two places. And if we were to try to live together, we'd have to find room for us.
All your
plus
shit.
Her kids, plus all of my stuff, plus the animals. And that would be impossible. It's not going to happen. To try and find a place where we'd be allowed to have two dogs and three cats, it's not going to happen. So
wow,
it made,
when you put it like that, jeez.
Plus room for four kids and all of my drag, like it's not gonna happen. London. Oh my god, this fucking cat.
Hi, London.
Ah, fucker. So so we decided that it would make the most sense after whatever. Buy a fucking house, and so we did. Surprise. We didn't want to say anything because it was one of those things where we didn't want to jinx it, and my partner had a situation last year where she was actually trying to buy a house, and because her dumb fuck broker fucked up, it fell through literally 2 days before it closed. So it was one of these things where we didn't even tell the kids. Not the dumb fuck
broker.
Yeah, no, he fucked up. It was totally on him. But we have like the folks that were helping us this time around were amazing. So I've got references if y'all need somebody. But we didn't even tell the kids until last week. And it was funny because we told the kids, we were like, so, because we hadn't told them we had gotten in an accident either when we went to Utah. So we were like, so we got an accident. We totaled the car, but hey, guess what? We're buying a house. So it was like,
you know what? I would have been confused as a kid. I would have been like, but wait, you wrecked the car. But, how'd you buy a house? Right. That we don't have a car.
Right. Well, the other thing is that my partner isn't able to buy a car. Like we had to wait to replace her car until after everything closed. So we've for the last few days, actually for this week, since last Friday, we've been using my car for any errands or anything that she's needed to run because there can't be any new accounts on her credit. So we've had to wait, but tomorrow we're going to go car shopping and find her something. So, and now we get to move. Yay. So we're also,
and you have the keys
and we have the fucking keys. I like it's exciting.
That's how you know it's official, right. Bitch.
So we're actually, if anybody's handy, especially if you happen to be handy with like electrical shit, we could use some help with a few things. No, definitely not you. Not me either, which is why I'm looking for people. It's great. It's a super cute house. It's three bedrooms. It's in Sunny Slope, so it's in an older neighborhood. But the inside has all been remodeled and all been redone. But it's three bedrooms, so the kids have their rooms. We have a nice large master suite. But of course, my favorite thing about it is the fact that I have a nice big open kitchen with a gas stove. And there is a structure in the back that once we tweak it a little bit is about 400 square feet, give or take. That's going to be my fucking drag cave. So I'm super excited. I really am. So,
most men get excited about having like a man cave. You get excited about having a drag.
Well,
cave.
So funny thing. there was a piece of like wood because a lot of my partner's kids are super artistic and her oldest son is really artistic and he's got this like piece of wood that was this thing that was full of like live, laugh, love quotes. So we got rid of that shit because it was peeling. So he sanded it down and repainted it. And he didn't know what he was going to do with it. And then last week he was like, oh my God, I'm going to paint this so that it says drag cave. So you could hang it up and you could put it in things. So I'm like, Okay,
cool. Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah, it's awesome. Yeah.
That's sick.
Yeah. It's going to be fun. It's going to be super cool. We're really excited about it. So yeah, that's pretty much my big news. It's been in the works for like a month, but I haven't said anything because, you know, we didn't want to jinx it.
Oh, we also did something else too. We went to see Chelsea Lynn, who is a comedian who Freddie does not know anything about. And she has a pseudo character alter ego named Trailer Trash Tammy. And is very much so on the TikToks, on the Instagrams. And she talk about a room. So I haven't really been nervous about being around people since I got vaccinated, but I was very much so feeling very anxious. And even after I ate my food, because, you know, there's a 2-drink minimum and I don't want to be drinking. Right. And so everybody has their mask off, even the people not eating. And I'm like,
no, I'm not.
And you know, our governor. So when I bought the tickets in December, there would have only been like 50 people in the room.
Oh, did they not? They were just like, whatever the fuck, and they just let everybody in.
The room was full.
I would have left. I would have been like, nope. I would have said, I want my fucking money back and I'm getting the fuck out. Abso-fucking-lutely not.
I was like, wow.
Abso-fucking-lutely not.
No.
But.
Nope. Hard pass on that. Hard fucking pass on that. I would have left. Full stop.
What you said.
Prayers and thoughts to everybody. But cheers to being the only Black person in the front row.
Jesus Christ.
A trailblazer.
Were you the only Black person there? Was that's my question.
No, I found some of my kinfolk when I was walking
good.
Out.
Oh, good. I was
sitting,
worried.
They were sitting in the back. They got there late. They were living up to stereotypes.
Oh, my God.
But I had my husband with me, so that was the part. I'm always early because of him. I too fit the stereotype by a long shot. So, good weekend. What about you, Adam? What'd you do this weekend?
All right. Fun fact about me: I love talking about myself, but the moment I'm asked a question, I forget who I am. Okay, so this weekend I was with my vaccinated friend who I'm moving in with, and I just hung out with her and her cats. We watched Drag Race. We had many opinions. and then we actually went dog browsing at local pet shelters, and today she got a dog. So,
oh, so now you're moving in with a dog and a cat.
And three cats.
Three cats.
And two lesbians.
Oh dear God, I'm sorry. Was there no way to trade the lesbians in for another dog or
I really wish, but it was a great deal. I have to live with it.
No, I don't blame you. I don't blame you. You know, sometimes you just gotta.
I mean, lesbians are good at paying rent and doing it on time. Most and fixing of the time. Things.
Yeah. I mean, I fix things. I'm gonna end up living with, you know, two dogs, three cats, and like four teenagers. So,
I mean, yeah.
One of the lesbians. Oh, sorry.
No,
sorry. One of the lesbians can fix things, so that's a plus. The other one is just really funny.
Oh, so that sounds like an okay trade off. That's
yeah, fun. Yeah. I'm willing to live with it. I'm willing to see if it works out. You know.
So who's ordering the U-Haul? You or them?
I'm gonna have to say I'm them. I'm gonna have to say them.
Damn it! I thought we were here. I thought we were here to break stereotypes.
Nope.
They live up to stereotype as well. Trust me.
And so they've been dating for 3 months.
3 years on and off, if I recall.
The on and off is okay. Yes, the on and off is very much the lesbian stereotype.
Yeah, classic lesbians.
Yes, absolutely.
And,
break up, but leave your shoes
and
there.
I can say that because I used to be one. So you know.
your range. And school started this week, so that's been tiring, but I'm surviving. Last year.
Oh, is it your last year? That's awesome. Theater fantastic. Major. A theater major?
Yeah, so I'm going to do nothing with my degree.
Basically. I was going to say, so you're going to be like a secretary or something, right? Like,
yeah, I will see no use.
Yeah, good.
He's going to be an executive assistant that gets the coffee and the moment.
He's going to work it. He's going to be a barista.
Yeah, that's expert.
Perfect. Excellent. Good. Well, you know.
It's okay. There's plenty of openings for struggling actors.
Especially right now.
Look at us. We've been doing this for nearly 10 years. Nobody's picked us up.
Right. This is not my full-time gig, unfortunately. I wish I could say it was, but it's
We wish you the best of luck. Right.
Thank you.
Thoughts and prayers. Thoughts and prayers. So moving on to my tip. So today, for those of you that aren't aware, today is Transgender Day of Visibility, which...
Thank you for being visible.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Nice to meet you.
I have several questions.
What?
I'll let you get to your thing, and then I'll ask it.
If you didn't know that today was Transgender Day of Visibility, then you obviously need more trans friends and people on your timeline, because everybody's been posting about it. So
I've been sharing them. I didn't even share my own. I've just been sharing everybody else's.
So yeah, you need to, the fuck are you throwing? But interestingly
Your
enough,
cat throws things?
It just so happened that today I ended up having a conversation with someone who I've known for about 20 years, a little over 20 years, actually. I met them when I was 19.
Not me.
I met them when I was 19. They now have two kids and, you know, whatever. But based on this conversation with them, I have a really quick what not to say if you happen to be a parent whose kid says they may be questioning their gender. Again, this is based on an actual conversation that I had today. Number one, don't say things like, well, I love you unconditionally, but the but is conditional.
That hurts.
That but, it does not mean that you support them and love them unconditionally. That but signifies that there are, in fact, conditions.
Limitations.
That there are limitations, and that you will only love and support them if. Mm-hmm. So you can say, I love you unconditionally, full stop. The second you add a qualifier in there, it is no longer unconditional. It is, in fact, conditional.
When I came out, some of my relatives did that. They were like, oh, we love you, but we really like to.
Right. It's like,
you're like, what?
No. There is no, there is no but.
You're being supportive. You're being supportive, and then now you're not.
There is no but. Another thing not to say is, you can go by whatever you want at school, but I won't call you by any other name because your name was the greatest gift we could have given you, blah, 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 blah.
What?
Oh, no.
Yeah. Again, actual conversation that I'm having with somebody where I tried to explain to them, listen, I was named after two of my grandmothers, both of whom, one was already deceased. One lived forever, even though I'm surprised she managed to live that. But I was named after two of my grandmothers. They're perfectly good names. They're wonderful names. Mm-hmm. And they're names that have meaning and, you know, they mean something to somebody. But they are not my names. Period.
Mm-hmm. Pert.
That's not to say that the names that you gave me are bad names. They're just not mine.
Horrible names.
Mm-hmm. And just because you gave somebody something doesn't mean that they are now obligated to keep that. You were born with a last name that your parents gave you. Most people, when they got married, especially if they happen to be female, if they happen to be women, they change that name. Isn't that the same thing? You were given this name. Now you just went and changed it because you married this person? That's just
you
rude.
You said fuck it.
It's inconsiderate.
I'm gonna do
you
what I want.
You could have kept that name because it was given to you and it was a gift.
It was in the family.
You see how fucking stupid that sounds? Ugh. Yeah. Another thing not to say. Deciding you don't want to be who you are and identifying as something else is a fad.
Ooh. Oh, no.
Hmm.
Mind you, she's this person is saying this to me.
Oh, no.
I am a trans person who has, over the last several years, decided that I didn't want to be who I was. And then I began identifying as something different.
Who are you anyway?
I stab myself in my fucking leg once a fucking week. Trust me. It's not a fucking fad, okay? My hairline has receded like nobody's business over the last 6 years. Not a fucking
fad. That's why I wear wigs.
Like,
I wear wigs for that week.
Don't tell them that what they're doing is a fad. That is the... Don't do it. And then also... Well, she's doing it for attention.
Ah! Oof.
Mm.
Oof.
Come at me, bro. Come at me.
As someone who has worked with trans and questioning youth for many years, these are things that are so incredibly harmful.
Hurtful. Mm-hmm.
Yes. You want to make sure that your kids feel love and accepted and supported at home, regardless of what else is happening out there. Because out there is scary. Out there is where things get tricky. At home, they're supposed to feel like they can be authentic and they can feel themselves. And when you start saying things like, well, you can be whatever you want at school, but when you come home, that's not going to happen. That is telling them that you don't support them and that home is not a safe space for them. Mm-hmm. And I was absolutely blown the fuck away.
My mom did that to me. She said, well, you'd be welcome home, but I'm not sure about your partner or your friend. Because, you know, that was always the thing.
Right.
But eventually she turned around. But it was like, you know, you're not allowed in the house with them. And you're like,
right.
But them felt like a, like them, like
it's, and especially if you're like, if you're a youth, like that's supposed to be your safe space. Your parents are supposed to be your safe space. And that's how you build resentment. That is how you end up with, you know, teenagers and young adults that say, well, fuck you. You don't accept me. I'm out of here. You know, this is when you end up with, you know, teens where if they have a choice, if there is that sort of situation where they say, you know what, screw you, I'm going to go live with mom, or screw you, I'm going to go live with my dad. Like, they bounce out because you have proven that you are not that safe space for them. Mm-hmm. So then they leave.
You're not that unconditional love that they're looking for.
So don't say that shit if your kid is, you know, questioning anything. Like, and it, they may just be questioning. You have no idea. But how hard is it to be, okay, well, I understand that you're feeling, you know, some type of way. You know, how can I support you? Is there a name? Is there a nickname that I can call you? You know, what pronoun would you like me to use? So fucking easy.
Are you wearing Jesus sandals now?
Like, they may simply say, no, I'm fine. You can call me, you know, by my given name. That's fine. Or they may say, you know, well, I'm kind of trying this name out. I want to see how it fits or whatever. Just how would you feel if you were in that position? I just don't be a dick to your kids. Like, pisses me off. Oh, fuck. Cat.
Did the cat spill something? Because I've been watching.
Did you look at the show sheet?
No.
No, you should look at the show sheet.
I was actually paying attention this time.
Oh. Let me just scroll on back up here.
Oh, wow.
Am I allowed to add something?
Going on? Oh, yeah, go.
Absolutely. So this isn't from my experience. This is something I've heard from one of my non-binary friends. If you do know someone that's trans, non-binary, and they go by pronouns that you're not, that you're blah, 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 blah. Pronouns that you're not used to used to associating with them. If you fuck up, don't make a show of it. Like, let's say someone goes by them. Don't be like, oh, look at her. Oh, them. Oh, my God. I suck at pronouns. I'm never going to learn. Don't make a show of it. Just say like, oh, sorry, them.
Just it's totally fine. Just move on and correct yourself. Like, mm-hmm. that's same thing if you know somebody that is, you know, they're medically transitioning or whatever, and they're still new in it, and you knew them before, and you say he, and then just keep going.
Mm-hmm.
Just keep going. No big fucking deal. The second you make a big
Most
deal
of the time, you, people don't notice until you go like, until you draw, damn. Like,
oh, my like, God, the world is ending. I
use like, okay. Okay, let's go ahead and turn that off.
You don't need to make a big fucking deal. There's no reason for it. No fucking reason for it. So, yeah. So, do we want to do the booty bag?
I was going to add to you. Yeah, welcome. Our friends at Ripple Phoenix sent us some goodies all up in their booty bag.
I was excited about this one because Adam
feels left out.
I don't have a booty bag, but I have some homemade chili.
Oh, even
you're not gonna want to eat that before you do the booty bag.
Okay.
Mm-mm. Yeah, good probably
to,
not.
Too late, but good to know.
Probably not. I was excited about this one because it was video game themed. So I'm like,
yes, I haven't even opened it. Okay, first thing on top of mine. I was very excited about this.
That yes,
you pulled out the socks.
I did pull out the socks. I know, mm-hmm. the little Pac-Man candy. I love this. Like,
this is so cute.
It really is. And then the Aww. Socks.
Plus, I was a kid. I was a kid when Pac-Man.
I like the socks. They're like Space Invaders, but they say, "Don't disturb, I am gaming," and it's got like they're fun on the bottom.
Oh, that's so cute.
Yeah, and everybody that knows me knows I love Aww. Like fun socks, so I was really excited about the socks. I was super excited about the socks.
That was a topic of conversation at one point on Saturday.
Yes. We got the butt wipes again, which I actually really like these. They're kind of handy, you know. You just keep them, and we got these in the last ones too.
Are they butt wipes? Are they
they're men, so I'm assuming, yes, it says they're for men, so I'm assuming that they smell like tire oil and ball sweat.
One can hope.
Oh.
That's what I'm assuming. Wow. Because that's
okay,
what
this
men
is the part smell. I was. This is the part I was excited about.
The Kegel
ball. ASMR segment?
The Kegel ball.
Oh, can you hear those?
Oh, good, yeah.
Just. Oh, God.
Oh. Felicia doesn't like it when I talk into the microphone.
Ooh.
It freaks her out, but it makes Ooh. Me happy.
Good to know.
Don't encourage him.
We got this nifty little frame that has like a Pac-Man eating a prep.
Wow.
Where is that?
That's cute.
Where is that? Did I not get that?
It's in, do you have this, Felicia?
Oh, it's in the pink bag.
Yes, it's in the, yeah.
Oh.
We got this, which I need to find somebody that I can give this to because I cannot use this, but it's what wonderful anyway. It's a Firefly TPR cock ring.
Oh. I was also excited about that too.
Which and it, apparently it glows, like it glows purple or whatever.
Oh.
That's so fun.
Let me go ahead and try.
I however cannot use it and I don't currently have any partners that can.
I mean, you could save it until you do.
This is true. I could save it until I do. Because
you
that
could put
be
it on the strap on.
Yeah, but it's kind of like. like, why? So maybe I will save it until I have a partner that could use it. Because that could be kind of fun.
Needs it? I don't know.
We got.
What else are we
so
doing?
We got this, which this took me a second to kind of figure out. But it's a little, like, pill thing.
I don't know how many of these I need, but
are those Beyblades?
They're condoms.
Oh,
condoms?
I thought they were Beyblades.
No, they're condoms. We have glow in the dark condoms, flavor condoms, and then the tattoo condoms.
Wait, what?
Again,
tattoo condoms?
I missed that.
Tattoo. There's the tattoo touch condoms. The glow in the dark condoms. And then the flavors. So they look like tattoos. They have like a pattern on them. So when you put the
money. Oh, I thought it left a tattoo on you.
Yeah, like fruit, okay. Like those fruit by the foot things, you know?
Yeah, so you tattoo your tongue like that. That
yeah.
would be
yeah,
interesting.
That's what I was thinking.
That would be interesting. Maybe we should come up but with something if, like that.
But if you don't Take tell your off, partner yeah. that you're using those,
That, that could be kind tattooed. Of interesting, you know? You use a tattoo condom, you take it off, and you've got, like, a tattoo on your cock.
That could be fun. So fun.
Yeah.
That could totally be fun.
Okay, we're trademarking it here. If you guys make yeah. money, we all get a cut.
If okay. anybody here, if anybody Ooh, anything, you know.
I'm going to open those.
And then I thought this one was fun. It's a Ripple Chariot keyring, but it looks like a hotel keychain thing. It looks like a hotel, like the old school hotel keyrings. I think that's
oh, it's at the bottom.
And then there was candy. I already ate the candy.
Oh, what flavor
you
was
jerk.
It?
You jerk.
I don't know what to tell you.
An assortment of haichu.
Of haichu. Yeah, it was good candy.
That's candy.
And no banana candy.
Oh, I should have told Jeremy to send that? You some. So if you go to ripplephoenix.org, you can jump on and get the booty bag next month because I think it's already past. Oh, well, duh. Tomorrow's April.
Yes. but yeah,
never
go,
claimed to
go
be the brains
for,
of this operation.
Go sign up for the booty bag. It's good stuff. I'm just waiting for more people to get vaccinated so I can actually have an orgy so I can use all these fucking condoms.
I think you and Adam are on the same page.
I'm just saying.
Yes.
Like I'm telling you, this is like the trials and tribulations of being pansexual and poly during a fucking pandemic. Like, the fuck.
The struggle is real.
The struggle is real. The struggle is very real. God damn it! I need more.
I'm
people.
So sorry.
Everybody get vaccinated. Then vaccination orgy at my place. Yay!
Oh my gosh! Do people have to show their card when they come in?
Fuck yes. We will be checking at the door.
You sold me with the glow part.
With the glow, yes, the glow in the dark. So the glow in the dark condoms and the glow in the dark.
Do you have any? So I don't like.
Benny, I got you.
The booty bag.
Benny, I got you. I got you.
I can send you my glow in the dark condoms.
You don't want your glow in the dark.
I'm black. I don't want mine to glow in the dark.
Why? Be the only way Scotty can find you.
I like to be dark and mysterious.
Oh. Okay.
That's for talking in my ear. let's take a closer look at current events since it solidly went quiet and they both had their mouth open. Jesus. So if you're going to boycott Coca-Cola, hesitate no more. You don't have to boycott Coca-Cola anymore because the CEO decided, because we were going to boycott the nasty drink, that that maybe the company has always opposed Georgia's laws that are aimed to suppress votes.
Yay.
Like all of a sudden, he was like, "Oh, never mind. I'm so sorry. I forgot to tell you guys.
Just kidding.
We like people to vote, and we want you to drink more soda that may kill you early."
Wait, I'm completely completely lost. What did it was Coca-Cola for voter suppression at one point?
Allegedly, they were. Mm-hmm.
Oh no.
And that's been a big thing. And Stacey Abrams is very good at getting people by the neck.
It's true.
They all of a sudden were like, "Oh, we're just kidding. We oppose that stuff.
We were joking.
I'm so sorry. Why didn't he say something sooner?
Right.
So
why didn't you guys tell us that you didn't want voters' rights suppressed?
Are you drinking a Coke right now?
Dr. Pepper.
Which I believe is a
Are they made by Coke?
Coke.
They're separate. They're in one of the separate companies that own all the monopolies.
They're still part of it. So for those that are unemployed, you get a little tax break, and you might want to search the internets because I read like three different ways on how you can get this. But tax refunds start for the unemployed in May. So check for that. And then, oh, I didn't write the last bit, but this has been Women's History Month, and I closed the window before I actually put what was there.
Cool. I was like, okay, so we're just going to announce today's the last day of Women's History Month.
And that's it.
I want to say, I appreciate all the women in my life, including the wig makers that make beautiful hair and send them to me. So shout out to Marissa. Shout out to Bone and Basil creator, Gretchen. Let's see, who else? The Burly Barber, we have Jess.
There's a lot of awesome women.
Guy Bish, Joan, who's going to see her other, you know, just go to see her woman. So, you know, just we are supported by women, mainly.
Shannon Black, don't forget Shannon Black from Free Mom Hugs. So many amazing women.
So many.
You
too, Frances. We didn't forget you. We kind of grouped you in.
The two lesbians I know.
Are they the only women you know? I'm so sorry.
I know like one more.
Oh, good. Okay. Three is good. Three is good.
Three's like a good even number.
Oh, wow. So in Michigan, a man pled guilty to smashing a teen's face in with a bike lock because he was what? Black.
Oh, no.
Cool.
Yeah. Cool. This I can't get over either, because if you sit on the Twitters long enough, you get very upset about the people that are anti. Can I say double API?
I think so.
Yeah.
There are some people that are against the protests that happened this weekend, including in the state of Arizona and around the nation. For, you know, those that are angry about those that were killed in Atlanta. But there are also the racists that run rampant on Twitter that say that, you know, like, don't deserve things. Asians should just keep their viruses on their own land, especially when they've been born here and they're like multi-generation Americans. So, yeah, we kind of need to step that immediately, because what's happening is basically we found a different race to duplicate 2020. And now all these people are filled with hate and posting it all over the internet.
And there's still just a spillover of the last 4 years where these things have basically just been allowed and encouraged, mind you. So,
like, all the bigotry doesn't just go away.
Right.
I wish.
Right.
Adam, tell people, we'll get into getting to know you, but you can tell them about your deal if you want to.
Okay, so I know I sent you the GoFundMe link, but there is a GoFundMe for that goes to an organization dedicated to the cause of stopping hashtag stop hate against AAPI people. So if you donate to that, literally any amount of money or any other organization that goes towards the cause of I'm messing up the acronym. Go towards the cause of stopping the violence and supporting the AAPI community, then you're going to get a three month free subscription to my OnlyFans. Even if you donate $1, that's a free month's free subscription.
Okay.
And it doesn't need to be that specific GoFundMe. If you donate to any organization dedicated to that cause, then that's a free 3 month subscription. Another organization that I know specifically is called Heart of Dinner. You can look it up on Google. Their main purpose or goal, if you will, is to get culturally specific hot meals to AAPI seniors who are too afraid to go to the store and buy food for themselves because they're at risk and vulnerable of getting coronavirus and they're afraid of being hate crimed. So
And when you said that earlier, I thought of the grandma that got beat up last week or the week before, just for nothing, for absolutely nothing.
Sounds about
Hope
right.
That guy burns too.
Sounds about right.
Hope that guy burns.
And sorry.
Go ahead.
To confirm that, to get the deal, to get the free, the 3 month free subscription, just screenshot the online receipt or the proof that you donated. Send it to my Twitter DMs at @awbride, and I'll send you a free 3 month subscription. As easy as that.
Wow.
Any amount of money, even a dollar. Even a dollar, that's like a $30 deal for $1.
Whoa. Actually, that's totally worth it.
Are we missing something? We don't have OnlyFans.
Maybe we should.
I mean, it's not too late.
Let's see. The trial against George Floyd's killer started up this week. No cameras are allowed. There's no filming or anything like that. And just a reminder, people keep calling it the George Floyd trial. George Floyd is not fucking on trial. George Floyd is not on trial. His murderer is.
I kept seeing that. I was like,
No, his killer is on trial. George Floyd is not on trial. So stop saying that. It's incorrect. And it's.
I explained it to somebody earlier that if we would have said, what was her name? Nicole Simpson.
Right.
Instead of O.J. Simpson,
right.
People would have been like, no, Nicole didn't do the murder.
Right.
She died.
Right. Exactly.
So it's exactly the same thing.
Yeah.
Let's be respectful. And some people have been, you know, not getting on my nerves, which is nice. Because usually they can around these certain things. What else
we got? In LGBTQ news, President Biden is the first president to honor Transgender Day of Visibility. He's with a first ever proclamation, which is amazing. This is actually a very big deal. He also tweeted that transgender rights are human rights. So this is a big step. And again, I would like to reiterate that no president is perfect, no politician is perfect, but you know what? After the last 4 years, any step forward is a good step forward. And after the last 4 years of complete and utter bullshit and xenophobia and racism and homophobia and everything else, this is amazing to see. So I'm just going to throw that out there. In COVID news, France is starting its third lockdown. Cases are starting to spike again. The U.S. has started testing the Moderna booster shot, but then they also think that the Pfizer vaccine is effective in children as young as 12. I know that they are working on, I wanted to say experiments, not experiments, trials.
Trials.
A shipment of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine was halted because of a reported human error that fucked up 15 million doses of the vaccine.
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
Somebody definitely lost their job.
I'm so sorry. Can you imagine being that person?
You fucked up. You fucked up. Like,
what'd you do at your last job? Right. Oh, you remember when you couldn't get the vaccine?
Right. That was
so. Why did you leave your last job? I was fired because I fucked up the pandemic. Arizona does have a new variant. I believe there were two new variants that were detected. I believe
we have the South African and something else.
Right. California, I believe, has found, I think, two or three variants as well. And be mindful of scammers.
Winning.
A man was arrested locally for allegedly being a tax preparer and caught up in a COVID-19 fraud. I don't even want to know. I don't ask questions.
Basically, he was going door to door and like telling people like different, you know, scenarios, and then they were like, oh, let me give you my money.
And
it wasn't just old people.
We are about 2 weeks or so after most schools being on spring break, and we're starting to see our cases start to rise again. We were in the 400 or 500 daily new cases. We're inching back up to the 1,000. We're at 733 today. And we in Arizona are currently at 841,811 cases with 16,967 deaths. But it's okay because Ducey has said that the pandemic is over and nobody has to wear masks or social distance or anything like that anymore. So we're good. We're good.
Did he tell COVID that?
Apparently he did. Okay. I don't know if
COVID. Oh, he knows COVID.
He knows
COVID. actually, he's a scientist, and he didn't tell us.
Yes, happened. He learns science when by running Coldstone Creamery, because when you have cold things and you put liquid on the cold thing, it freezes.
I knew it. I knew that's why he was smart.
You know, I think that's why I passed my gen ed class.
You know, sounds about right.
He might have been in that class, but he got the doctorate.
And our doctor that's like in charge of like the whole COVID thing out here is also like a gynecologist. So.
Oh.
Yeah, we know
nobody has found that weird at all the whole time.
It's stupid. Anyway, let's get on to the important stuff, which is our guest. Yay.
Hello.
Yay. We took forever. I'm so sorry.
You're fine.
Oh, I know I am. Are you? I'm just kidding. who is typing the variant?
Benjamin Johnson.
Yeah, Benny says you are giving us the news. B1 and the B11.4765. I don't know.
Something. You all look great. Thank you, Body Art Brandon.
Oh, hi, Brandon McGill.
Hey, Brandon. Thank you. I'm not super fancy. I had a normal people thing to do right beforehand, so I just kind of put some eyebrows on. I know. Yeah, that works.
Oh my god. So let's get to our guest. hi, Adam.
Hello. It's nice to meet you.
tell us about yourself and how you got into the adult scene.
The adult scene. Okay, so. I am.
Or what do you call it?
What was the question? I completely blanked out.
Tell us about yourself and how you got into the adult scene.
Okay, perfect. I'm a Leo. I love myself. Okay, my name's Adam Aubright, currently 21 years old, and I got into the industry when I was about 18 and a half.
I could be your daddy.
At the time I was already friends with a porn star through an off-brand Grindr app. It was D'Angelo Jackson. We've been talking.
What's an off-brand Grindr?
It's called like VGL or something like that.
Oh,
it's like another gay app, you know, another fag app, if you will.
Okay.
And, we were talking on there. So around that time, I already knew a lot about the industry because I asked D'Angelo Jackson a lot about it. And then I was in LA one day for whatever reason, I forgot. And I had a little explicit Twitter just so I can watch Twitter porn a lot. And there was this one...
keep yours separate? Oh.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah, at the time I had like a summer job working like a children's Shakespeare camp, so I had to keep anything separate as I could. I don't work there anymore.
That's funny.
What was I saying?
I mean, LA. Shakespeare was a freak, so
it's true.
I mean, just get true. It.
So I was in LA, and then I saw this one guy on Twitter. I forgot who. Who was looking for people to film with. And I was like, you know what? Fuck it. Let's do this, boys. And I did these boys. And now he wasn't a boy. He was a daddy. And where was I? Oh, yeah. And I just kind of took
doing
off.
Boys. That's what you were doing.
Yeah. I filmed with him. And then I was like, okay, that was a new experience, but I kind of liked it. So I continued doing it. I filmed again with someone that the next month was Pride. So I filmed with someone at LA Pride, and then I saved up enough money and I flew out to a handful of different states to film with a handful of models, including Max Connor, Liam Cyber. And I just really took off from there, and I really like it.
That's very cool. I think it's fantastic.
Sounds like networking all again.
Yeah.
you just one day just said, you know, let's just do this, and
pretty much, yeah.
So because I know, you know, inquiring minds are gonna know. Do you consider yourself a top, bottom, verse? Where are you in there?
I consider myself versatile, but the world wants to see me bottom.
Well, that's unfortunate.
Yeah, but on OnlyFans, I can just do whatever I want. So I'm versed.
Excellent.
Studio porn, I haven't topped. Wait, actually, I've topped once on studio porn.
Have you not?
So what's the difference?
Well, on the one side, if you top Felicia, then you're one's a picker, one's a catcher. That's what the difference is. I don't know.
Shut up. That's not what I was asking about. I was talking about what's the difference between studio porn and doing.
Oh, I completely forgot. I completely thought you were that clueless for a second.
No.
Because as soon as you said you were first, she's like, well, what's the difference? I'm like, well, pitching and catching, it's different.
Yeah,
I
had some gay confusion there for a second.
I was a little confused myself. I'm like, we've talked about this.
Well, you also, have, you I live my talent. Life too. Oh my God.
All right.
What are those for?
I'm just decoration. All right,
so tell us the difference between studio and otherwise.
There's a handful of differences. One of the biggest things is with OnlyFans, it's a lot more for me personally. It's different with whoever you ask, but for me, it's a lot more natural because everyone I film with, they are people that I am sexually attracted to. They are people that I have like talked to for a bit, built some kind of like camaraderie, if you will, for a little bit less of that word, but some kind of connection. And so for OnlyFans, I can just turn on the camera and have fun, and that's it. That's what I like about OnlyFans. It's a lot more natural. While with studio porn, it's very stop and go, very mapped out and scripted. And usually I won't find out who the other models are till like the day before. So the scene will start and they're like, okay, can you kiss? And then they'll film us kissing. And then like, all right, now suck his dick. And like, I'm sucking his dick. And it's just, it feels a lot more mechanical and definitely not natural at all. Like I still have fun with it. But usually it takes out that like natural intimacy element of it.
And what? I can understand that.
And it's also
so you're more of an indie artist.
Yeah, yeah, for lack of a better term, yeah. Why did you freeze? There you go.
No, did I?
So, I don't know.
For a bit.
So. Tell us like about your whole marketing strategy for adult entertainers, because a lot of people want to get into the adult entertainment industry, whether it's studio films or whether it's OnlyFans or whatever it is, but they think that they just need to create something and then all of a sudden, boom, they're famous. And
there are some people that like post once and then they're like, why didn't you guys go watch? And you're like, bitch, I didn't even know you were here.
Right. So, like, what? Tell us about some of the things that you know for folks that did I dribble? I totally dribbled. I'm so mad at myself. Some of the marketing strategies. I'm fine. The marketing strategies and stuff for folks that are looking to get into the industry.
Okay. Very first things first. When you advertise your videos, make sure that the videos you post are going to be at least a minute long. Otherwise, the chance someone is going to like look at it and then feel like, and then think, okay, I'm going to spend money to watch this. That chance is much lower than if you actually post a good length video on Twitter, because again, you're not only competing to get their money, but also sadly, there are a handful of like models, quote unquote, who have polluted the industry, where they post like teasing clips, and then you subscribe to their OnlyFans and there's just the teasing clips again. You don't actually see anything. So a lot of people are a lot more stingy with their money because those people have been scamming people. And also, just like if a video isn't at least a minute long, it's not going to catch people's attention. You know, as Felicia said, like, I didn't even know you were here. Like, how is anyone going to see a video if it's not hot enough to get retweets and whatnot on its own? And also, sometimes a big problem is not necessarily the quality of videos you make, but just how you try and get it out there. For example, there might be a soda out there that's 10 times better than Dr. Pepper.
We're not sponsored.
Oh, shit. One second.
I'm just kidding. Okay. I'm just kidding.
To rip it off. But however, if I never hear about it, I'm never going to drink it. So I've devised a little way to like help get your videos natural promotion. I say natural promotion because another way you can promote your page is retweet for retweet. I don't really like that because I've noticed a lot of the models that rely on retweet for retweet, they only post really bad videos and just expect the retweet to get them instant followers because the whole point of what I'm about to tell you guys is so you can get your hot videos promoted naturally by people who think they're hot, who want to retweet it, rather than forcing people to retweet it and hoping people that see it like it. Okay, so here's the biggest tip I have. When I first started posting all of these videos and whatnot, I was very disorganized in the sense where if there is an old video that I wanted to like re-advertise again, I'd ever like re-upload the video on Twitter, wait like 5 minutes for it to post. Or if I wanted to retweet it, I'd like scroll for like 10 minutes through my media just to find like that specific video. But then recently I discovered you don't have to do that. So,
what do you have to do?
I'll tell you. this is going to seem very tedious, heads up, but let me see if you can see the screen real quick. So you can take your, if you go to Twitter, you can get the links to your tweets. And can you guys see it well?
Oh, we look good.
Oh. I'll show you guys again. Look at you.
Oh.
So I've created I recommend all models do this. I've created a Google Doc filled with all of the links to the tweets that I've filmed. So on all my videos of Gabriel Cross, these two links are right here. Trenton Ducati, all are right here. Matt,
do you have it organized by model that you were with?
That's a really good idea. Like just in general for, you know, whatever content, that way you can just grab it and you grab the link and throw it back up and super easy.
Exactly. So I have it organized by every model and I'm still learning this system as I go. I've learned I'll get onto this later, but Liam, for example, I'm updating my videos with Liam Cyber. We have a video that's just us kissing, so I put kiss right there. I'll explain why that's important in a bit. But yeah, you can just get all of your links on here. So if I ever want to repost a tweet again,
what if you have 9 seasons?
Ooh,
did you hear me?
Yeah. I mean,
I said, what if we?
Then
what if you have
know what?
9
we
seasons?
Just fucking give up and start at season 10, and then.
It's gonna take some time, but you gotta go through like your Twitter media and how you any like media you've posted that you want to keep using. You gotta go through your media page and use it. It's exhausting. I know. I figured this out like last year, so believe me, I know it's exhausting.
Do we have an intern? Can we get an intern to do this for us, Felicia? Because
I'm gonna go to Fiverr.
All right,
we can find an intern. Pretend they're like working in like production. It's fine.
Oh, is that how we get our OnlyFans off the ground?
It could be. All right, and also with the porn doc, that's what I call it. With the porn doc, another thing I've only recently realized. Do you guys know what an embedded video tweet, an embedded video link is?
Don't ask Freddie those questions.
Well, don't ask me those questions. I don't even know how to use it.
You don't know what it is. I didn't learn this until last year. So an embedded video link is this. I'll show you. It's a link that on Twitter you can just put it onto a tweet and it will automatically post a video. I'll show you an example real quick. Can you see my computer? Okay.
Yes, we look great.
We really do. Okay, so let's say I want to promote this kissing video with Liam Cyber. I just copy the link. I go to Twitter. I already have a little caption prepared out. When you put in your links, you're going to see this little thing pop up. Click X on it. It's annoying. So watch this. I pasted the embedded link to that video. I click tweet. and it automatically attaches the video. I know, right? It's one of my favorite videos. It automatically attaches mm-hmm. the video that was on Twitter onto that tweet. So you don't need, so you can add any new caption to a video, and you do not, and so you can add any new caption to a video, and you don't need to waste any time like re-uploading the video from your phone or computer. You don't need to waste any time going through your Twitter to re-upload that video. Here's how you get the link. I only know how to do this on the phone. So when you're on the Twitter app, if you go, actually, I can just show you right now.
Felicia, are you taking notes?
Dang. I watched the whole tutorial. I'm good.
Okay, so
I watched the whole tutorial like for like a whole hour.
Okay, you can't see it at all, but you see there's a video happening. You just click on it, and you're gonna see. You can't see it at all from the glare.
Nope, not at all. But thanks so much.
Thanks. Wow.
In theory, there's two options that pop up, and you go to tweet video, and
you click tweet
video, and in theory, there's gonna be a link that pops up. You just double click on it, do copy, and then go to the Google Doc app on your phone, paste it there, and voila, you have the video there. And another thing I've noticed, if you do this, the reposting thing to Twitter only works on your computer, but you can only get the link from your phone. It's complicated.
That sounds really fucking stupid.
Yeah, it really is. If I've tried it on the phone, it shows up as a quote tweet for some reason. But yeah,
they do that on purpose.
So that's
they don't want people on the computer. They want people on their phone.
So that's my advice on how to keep yourself organized. And here's the biggest thing I have to say. I know the last thing I said was the biggest thing, but here's the biggest thing. Twitter is full of porn. I'm not sure if you know.
Oh my god!
I know it's jarring.
I know nothing about that. I don't watch any porn ever.
I know you're a saint. So I think,
as am I. I'm a nun.
So a thing I've noticed is that a lot of pages like to post porn. Wonderful. Use that. So if you go on Google, you can look up gay porn Twitter, and you're gonna get a fuck ton of pages that just post gay porn. And so what I have done, I've Googled that, I've gone to those pages, and I've reached out to them, and I'm like, hey, I really like your page. If you're interested, I have this entire Google Doc filled with all my porn tweets. You're welcome to repost literally anything you want. Just tag me and the other models in the videos, and it works. Because, like I said about getting natural promotion, unlike retweet for retweet, you're not asking pages to retweet any tweet you want. You're just giving them access to videos they probably wouldn't have seen if you're starting off small. That way they're like, holy fuck, this is really hot. I'm so glad he showed this to me. And then you repost it, and then you take off.
Good to know. Yeah. I'm going to start doing that. I'm going to start making porn.
Oh, nice. Let me block you before you start doing that shit.
You're welcome. Right. Don't worry. My porn will be to a very specific niche of people. I will just look at them disapprovingly and tell them that they shouldn't have spent that much money on that car.
I think that's called findom.
Oh, my God. There's a niche for that?
There's got to be, because there's a niche for everything, and I have nothing.
I can tell people how awful they are, and
no,
I'll get paid.
No.
Yeah.
See, you have to have, though, that disapproving dad look. That's my specialty, is the disapproving dad look. So I can be that disapproving dad that, you know, you spent that much money on that car, you know, you should have taken it to the
mechanic. Did you think about next month's bills? Like,
I have that down. Just ask anybody. Just ask anybody. I got
that. Yeah, he does it naturally without being recorded. So
this is true. This is true. So how are you, like, throughout the pandemic and everything, how are you staying safe, both from, you know, COVID and, you know, all the things?
Can I say one more promotion thing real quick?
Oh, my God.
Sorry, one last thing. Okay, like, I'm so sorry.
Okay, it's fine. Like, no, you know what? Go ahead. We'll just, you let us know when you're done.
Thank you. But last thing, so, there are a lot of pages that are actually very focused and specific. So, for example, I have a lot of kissing videos, and so I have a lot of kissing videos on my Twitter. I have a handful of videos on my Twitter that are just blowjob, just doggy style missionary. I think I have like a few that are light bondage, and there are niche Twitter porn pages too. So you can all, don't think you're just limited to looking up like gay porn Twitter. You can also look up like gay kissing Twitter, and you can find a handful of pages dedicated to that. And so, like I said, on the porn doc, I have, if there's any video that's specifically one thing, I have like kiss or doggy style after it. I find a kissing Twitter page, I control F the doc, and I can send them all the links of kissing after it. So that's just another way to keep organized. And it's also just want to emphasize to any potential models, don't feel like you're limited to just sex. You can just make kissing videos. You can just make blowjob videos. Your OnlyFans, any porn you post, do what you want. There's going to be a page that you can
Okay, I'll be right back.
Just probably tucking porn. There probably is.
What?
Oh, I'm sure.
Yes.
I
could have been making money all these years.
There's everything you could possibly imagine.
If genitals are involved, assume it's porn.
Yes.
Wow. So Benny says, make an OnlyFans for dad looks to motivate people.
You're welcome. I told you, I can totally do that.
Benny, are you signing up right away, or did you need 3 months?
Benny just has to think of my disappointed dad look, and he gets shit done. I'm telling you, this is a thing. Mm.
Right. Not for me.
I'm done. Now
did he answer the question?
Did I?
You didn't answer the question.
What question?
How are you staying safe?
Yes.
During COVID-19.
Currently, I've only been surrounding myself with like two people who are vaccinated, and aside from that, I pretty much isolate. Aside from getting groceries, I stay inside when I can. I'm like I said, I hang around like my vaccinated lesbian friend.
Okay.
And
okay,
regarding filming, I only film with people if they are either vaccinated, recently have the antibodies, or there's one model who lives in the area, and I'll film with him if he gets a recent COVID test, because then I'm not worried about him contracting it on like a plane or while traveling to me. He's just like in the city, so I know if he gets a COVID test, I can just like travel over, and there's less of a risk. That makes sense.
Oh, that is very safe of you, because I have seen some people that are like, "Hey, I'm going to Miami," and you're like, "Oh, girl, don't do that."
Yeah. I've seen people that like created OnlyFans, you know, during the pandemic. that. I've just had like a string of random anonymous people just in and out and in and out. I'm like, because that's safe right there. That's super safe.
Very risque.
Can't wait.
Yeah.
Yeah. That kind of scares me. Mm-hmm. Your dad look haunts Benny, by the way. Yeah.
You already got people talking about you.
See?
See?
Person, anyway, it's fine.
So we kind of hinted at this earlier, or Freddie did. What are your big plans for after the pandemic? And I only put this on there because you mentioned it.
So after the pandemic, World Health Organization. I was thinking World of
Warcraft. Mm-hmm.
WoW is like World of Warcraft. Either. That's completely different.
Once the World Health Organization officially declares there's no longer a pandemic, and once the majority of people are vaccinated, or everyone is vaccinated.
You mean the governor's not supposed to say that there's no pandemic?
Contrary to popular belief. I've contacted a handful of models, and I have far too many in retrospect interested, but I'm gonna try and get any like Airbnb that will allow it and host a huge post-pandemic orgy.
Yeah.
A week long. That way all the models who couldn't film during the pandemic for their own safety reasons can meet up with like a fuck ton of people and make a lot of like one-on-one stuff, a lot of group stuff. For like at least a week long, so everyone can start the end of the pandemic with like a burst of content to last them a while to post, to make up for the filming drought a lot of people have been going through.
Nice. That's pretty cool. Yeah.
Freddie would like to be added.
I mean, I have a box, literally like a box of condoms, so I am good to go.
Wow.
You know, I'm versed, so you know, I got the whole. I'm good. I can do all the things. Did he get the job? I can do all the things.
Did he get the job? Is this an interview?
Right. And you know what? And that way, you know, if there's, you know, models out there that want to add, you know, like, you know, trans porn to their resume, they can, because you know, mm-hmm. you know.
Mm-hmm. I do know some people that would be interested that have done trans porn before. I'll hook you up.
Got this.
Look at that. Making things happen right here.
I have lots of dildos.
This is networking in action.
Right?
Your next career is while I'm
Googling, and she's like, oh, God.
You're like, I have a box of dildos. And I'm like, that's business.
No, it's more like a trunk.
Oh.
He's not lying. But
I'm curious. Is it like a collection you have going? Or is it like you just wanted to...
You know what? Variety is the spice of mm-hmm. life. Because sometimes you're with people that like things a little bit, you know, they like the length and they like the girth. You have some people that enjoy the girth. You have some people that like things a little bit smaller. You have some folks that are maybe just kind of, maybe they're just starting with things like anal play, so you have smaller dildos and plugs to do that. Maybe you have people that really enjoy DP, but they like something a little bit bigger in one hole and a little bit smaller in the other hole. So, you know,
that's another lesson for another day, okay?
So you like it all is what I'm hearing.
Pretty much.
Slut.
He's not picky.
Yes. I also have a variety of paddles and floggers and whatnot hanging on my wall too. So there's that.
Just for decoration?
Mm-hmm. Yes, just for decoration.
No.
Yeah, they're just.
Don't you lie to him. Oh my god.
Whatever. I'm a virgin. All right, so we do have a game for you before we go.
A game?
Yes.
Yeah. I love games. And of course, I'd never told you.
All right, go ahead, Felicia.
Okay, it's called This or That.
Oh, I saw this on one of the episodes I watched.
So first thing that pops into your head, don't think too much about the answer.
Okay.
Okay. Be born with 3 nipples or born with 2 belly buttons?
2 belly buttons.
Okay, interesting. Piercing in your armpit or piercing behind your knee?
Oh, armpit.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Pinky toe penis or armpit vagina?
Pinky toe penis.
Really?
Interesting.
Okay.
I feel like I'm being judged right now.
Set that.
No. It's we need to start keeping a tally of who says what. Like just
now, I'm gonna have to go back and watch all the episodes.
I know.
Like, I just keep giving my answer, and you're like, really?
It's almost like I'm doing a study. Now, would you like to know all the mysteries of the universe or read minds?
Mysteries. No. Yeah. I guess mysteries. That was the first one.
Okay. Would you rather have a vagina on your forehead or would you rather have a row of penises down your back like a stegosaurus?
Atomically, I have so many questions. I guess the penises? Wait, how big?
I guess the penises. I mean, if this is post-pandemic, it would be really easy.
Right.
You just everybody just jumps on your back.
That'd be so
there
fun.
There you go. Weight may vary. I'd be like, nah, we're laying down. I'm not carrying everybody on my back. All right. So where can people find you on the social media?
My Twitter at Aubride, AWBRIDE, and Instagram scares me and confuses me, so I don't have that.
See, I have an Instagram and I'm pretty good at the Instagram. Fucking Twitter.
Y'all
no.
need to talk. Because y'all are
I don't do the Twitter at all. I don't understand really? It. It makes no fucking sense to me. But I'm like,
I like Twitter because I can post my porn there. But Instagram, I had an account for a week and I got suspended.
Well, I don't have any porn to post. So,
what privilege?
Right.
I mean, at least not yet.
Right, not yet. The day is young.
This is true. I still have a couple hours to get started.
Yeah. Wow, can you get verified in that time?
Watch me. Hold my beer.
Oh, you can try. You can try.
Oh my gosh. Okay, my so only on the Twitters.
And my link
and only fans.
Yeah, my link tree is L-I-N-K R.
Of course, I forgot to put that in here.
What the fuck is Linktree?
Oh, Linktree. It's so what it is, I have multiple fan sites. I have an OnlyFans, Just For Fans, For My Fans. So instead of putting all of those on my tweets, a Linktree is a place where if you click it, it takes you to like a little page that just has all of the links listed. Yeah.
We have one, just so you know.
Do we?
Yes.
Oh, we have a Linktree. Hey.
Oh my
God. Good for you.
Thank you.
That's it.
That oh one. My gosh. And if it's wrong, I copied and pasted what you sent me.
I think it's right. I think it's right. Fingers crossed.
Oh my God.
Oh gosh. Things coming up. Oh, did I not put the third on here? Wow. I announced it last week or something. On April 3rd, we're having the Thrive Ball for Jobs and Care. So it's going to be like a Vogue ball with some little sprinkle of entertainers and drag entertainers in there. But we're having this Thrive Ball because, you know, entertainment is a form of a protest, but... because, you know, our good friend, Kristen Cinema, has been leaning on the crutch of LGBTQ+, and not even doing one thing for our community, including the Thrive Act, which is to help those that are in need of jobs. And there are so many, so many people that need help getting back on their feet. And Kristen Cinema is one of the people that posted last week and got chewed the fuck up because she said, isn't it great that we're fighting for equality and equity and yada and no bitch, you ain't done that for me. Mm-hmm. This is a way of saying, hey bitch, we're out here. So it'll be live streamed. We'll have a limited audience. So it'll be a limited audience. And it'll be live streamed on Arizona Working Families Facebook page. I've been sharing the link all week. So it's on my Facebook, it's on my Twitter, it's on whatever.
Nice. I'll
it's
tweet it.
Everywhere. So the Thrive Ball, I'm really excited. And fun fact, we put it together in less than 3 weeks.
You're welcome.
For me to do anything in less than 3 weeks.
This is amazing. This is really, truly amazing.
I am so happy and proud of you.
And I couldn't have done it without Shannon McKenzie because she was the second part that was, you know, wringling the cats in. Mm. Some of the cats we work with do not like to come running when they're called.
We know this.
Yes. So... Also, what are we doing? On the 28th or 25th. The 25th, I will be performing at Stacy's in Magic. So this will be my first
bar show.
Forever, even before the pandemic. And then on May 8th, we'll be at Bumstead's for the Mother's Day brunch. I know that a lot of people are excited about it.
I'm excited, and my partner and her kids make up like an eighth of the tickets.
You're welcome. So we'll be raising funds for Free Mom Hugs Arizona. And I know that Shannon's so excited. She's even got stuff for it. So, it wouldn't be an event if she didn't have stuff for the event.
Right.
Gossip Shannon. So.
I don't know.
We'll have to record that part and give it to her. I don't think she's watching tonight because she's dabbling in the crochets.
Yes. Yeah, she's trying to learn how to crochet.
Good for her.
Well, yes. I hope that she can do it, and if she doesn't get frustrated first. And then, so I need to let you guys know, and I'll have to post this again because we didn't get on the Facebooks this week, that we will be taking 2 weeks off, the 7th and the 13th, no show.
Yeah, no so show. Two weeks we're off.
Oh, no.
Yes. So technically, I'm not off. But
well, we're off from the Fifi. Well,
yes. So, but just a little break. We'll be back. We'll be back. We still have to decide whether we're going to keep the season going because, you know, we kept the season going last time because pandemic and we were like, what the hell are we going to do? And what are you going to do? So we kept going. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so 2 weeks off, and then we'll be back on, what is that, the 20th?
Something like
that. I don't remember who the guest is that day, but you'll see stuff.
It'll be somebody. It's a surprise.
It'll be a surprise for you and for me. Yeah. I don't have my calendar on my table. So, yes, that is all for me. If you want any outdoor shoots, I'm only doing those until the end of April. Just throwing a little self plug in there.
I would totally like plug it, but I've only like seen like really like one or two pictures and they're unedited. So I can't really say like how good they are. I'll withhold judgment. You know?
It's the last time I Photoshop a fur jacket.
No, it's not.
Adam, you have no idea what we're talking about, but I spent probably like months photoshopping photos because somebody wore a fur jacket and I was like, oh, this should be fun.
It looked good.
And no, it looks great.
Okay.
It looks great, but it took me a long time.
Whatever. Whatever.
And then Mister is like, do you have one of those yet? And I'm like, yep.
I'm like, it's been 6 months, Felicia. Can I have a picture?
It wasn't that long. Let's see. What else do we have?
Upcoming guests at some
we
point.
Thank you for joining us.
Oh, never mind. Just ignore me. It's fine.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
I was going to say, upcoming guests we have at some point, we've got BJ Minor, who is an actor, director, and producer. Nick Chili Hayes, who is a musician, entertainer, and artist, and more. So keep an eye out.
Yeah. And I've been following Madam Askew on Twitter. It's quite entertaining.
Yes, it
quite
is.
Quite entertaining.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I'm like, she would be good to have drinks.
Yes, she would. Yes, absolutely she would.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm putting her on the drinking list.
No, that definitely is something that needs to happen for sure.
Mm-hmm. So we want to thank everyone for joining the conversation tonight, even though we didn't have as much folks as usual because apparently we broke Facebook and we don't follow the community guidelines.
The actual fuck?
I promise you it's because of me.
If it works next week, I'm going to tweet you and be like, well, what the fuck? Mm-hmm. Why does it work now? Special thanks to you.
No problem.
Special thanks to you, Adam, for joining us tonight. Thank you to all of you who watch live and those that watch on the replay, because a lot of you are going to watch on the replay because I didn't mess it up this time. But
Facebook. They're to blame.
Facebook fucked it up. So we will see you next week for your Wednesday night conversation.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Promotional consideration for Let's Have a Fifi provided by Wigs of a Kind, The Burly Barber, Bone and Basil, as well as our patrons at Patreon. Go to patreon.com/Let's Have a Fifi to become a Fifi patron. Virtual tips accepted at paypal.me/letshaveafifi. Subscribe to the Let's Have a Fifi podcast. You can listen on your favorite podcatcher. See you next week for your Wednesday night conversation. This has been Let's Have a Fifi.